You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are doing an experiment.
And talking about dating.
And love. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, cheers.
Cheers. With water, bad luck, whatever. Who gives a fuck?
Because it's a beer conspiracy. Welcome to 51 First Dates.
I'm Liza.
And I'm Kimmy.
And we are two friends.
Host a podcast. We're doing a thing and we don't even know how to explain it. I'm going on a bunch of dates. This was date 28.
20 great.
20 great. 20 great teen. And, you know, I'm finding my way. It's all anonymous. It's really cool. I was single forever. I'm trying to break some habits. Liza's a great friend. She's helping me break those habits. And then we talk about other things too. We talk about themes.
Themes, like our theme today, which is
openness.
Ooh. Ooh.
Could mean a lot of things.
Yes. Like opening your vagina.
Well, that's one. Or you know, just opening your heart.
Who has time for all the innuendo?
That's true. Let's just get straight to the point.
Straight to the point.
When do you like to open your vagina when dating someone? And new listeners, if we haven't turned you off yet, thank you for tuning in. And old listeners, thank you even more.
Thank you for your emails, your comments in our Facebook group, your DMs.
Your follows on Instagram at 51 First Dates Pod, your rate, subscribe, reviews. I always call them the wrong thing. But seriously, they mean a lot. Thank you so much. We're growing. We're changing. We're getting better. We're having cool things happen. We have very cool guests coming up, which will be posted all around the social media because we actually need some input. We need some listener input. We have a few cool new guests coming up who have some expertise.
Yeah, and we're going to want your questions.
Absolutely.
And comments and thoughts.
It is 90 degrees in New York today and I'm sweating. I just want to put that out there.
We also just sucked down a couple of margaritas. Like our vibes are mellow.
Very mellow.
It's going to be an interesting app.
Not as lit as last week when I think we were like kind of judgmental about everything.
I mean, I feel like if any of you guys made it to the end of last week,
you made it further
you
than
get
I did.
A gold star.
Yeah.
We really lit up.
Manny's here
with us today, but Jim was here last week, and Jim and Kimmy and I just fucking drank a whole bottle of whiskey.
And then
we
Sarah,
talked for like
my roommate,
2 hours yeah. on the pod, and then we hung out for like 5 hours after or something, not that long, but it was a long time.
And then Liza was smart and put herself in an Uber home. Sarah continued to hang out. Our neighbors came over. We had like a little party. We were partying around the apartment, my tiny apartment. It was a Wednesday. I'll just say that.
It was like it was so hard to send myself home because I was having so much fun hanging out. But I had the Uber pulled up and I was like, just hit go, like just do it, because I was like, I had to wake up at 6:30 the next day. I was like, just fucking go home, you need to. And I have been bad at going home in the past. I've gotten better as I've gotten older.
Mm-hmm.
But I just was like, I have to force myself.
It can be hard to go home.
It's so hard to go home.
So hard.
When fun is happening.
But you know, now that we've turned off everyone who hates whiskey and mumbling, like I don't know, I feel like I'm just like very tired. We're going to talk about my date of the week and some openness, and then we're going to do a worst first date or two. We might have time for two.
Yeah, we might.
Yeah, because it's another solo app.
Mellow app.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Should we get into it?
Let's fucking do it.
Okay. Any disclaimers?
No, I'm trying to think if there's anything, like, urgent in the world that we have to talk about.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we fucked up too hard.
No.
Of late. But I really, keep Ooh, church bells. Keep the questions coming. Keep the comments coming. Keep the notes coming.
Totally.
It's so awesome.
51firstdatespod@gmail.com.
Yes.
Join our secret Facebook group. Follow us on Instagram at 51firstdatespod. You already said it.
And oh, I shouted out my own social needs. I said I'm private, but if you follow Kimmy Foskett, I'll accept you. And I've gotten a few new requests.
So oh, yeah?
Thank you to those listeners.
And you can follow me
yeah.
at Liza Jo Renz. I never post. No, I don't post a ton on Instagram because I just never think of it. But I have been using the Instagram story more. Grandma yeah. is getting hip.
I saw that this week. You had like a, yeah. you were at a comedy show. How did
I
that
did
go?
A comedy show and there was a 15-year-old boy comic who was on the same show as me who crushed it.
Oh, fuck.
And we showed up to this show wearing, I'm not exaggerating, the exact same shirt. The same shirt.
Oh, it was the same? I couldn't tell from the photo.
The same. It was dark in there and I was bummed. It was a very standard, it's a button up, you know, pale blue and white stripe, like thin stripe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
button up. I had that on buttoned up all the way to the top with like a chunky necklace and he had it on like as like a normal boy would have on a button up.
Wait, how do you get into comedy at 15? Is that like the new
child
actor?
Okay. He's a child actor who's just started doing comedy to like expand his horizons.
When I think about comedy,
it was creepy.
I think about like developing drinking problems. Like again, those are stereotypes.
Totally.
Those are also based on comics who are very successful.
Totally.
Saying it was hard to like be in that scene.
You just hear the most disgusting stuff at comedy clubs,
yeah.
and you know it's I'm not like. I don't think I would be overprotective of any kid. No one gave a shit what I watched or heard or what. Like, my parents were so over it. They were like, you can watch any rating movie you want. We don't give a shit. You know, like.
Oh, I'm jealous.
Because you're the oldest.
Yeah.
They were, like, still trying. Like, my parents
like,
were like.
Stick with PBS. Let's not, like, taint the.
My parents would ask my older sister if she thought I could watch it. And she was always like, yeah, definitely. And I could watch anything I wanted.
I've never heard of parents being like, hey, older sibling, do you think so?
Oh, my God. They were so over
that
it.
That is not the litmus test.
I was the youngest of four kids. They were like, it's fine.
No, I love
They were
that.
Like, what? She's going to learn a swear? Like, cool.
Well, that's like, yeah. Like, my brother was just like, I was so careful about sneaking my drinking. Shout out to my dad. My parents both knew this. Like, just sneaking my drinking because I could go on sleepovers or whatever in high school. My brother, like, got in trouble, but then, like, the stakes were somehow lower. Like, he
yeah.
got in trouble. Kenny, if you're listening, which I don't think you are right now. It's just, like, a lot of things he got to do
totally.
That I did not get to do.
Have you seen Hasan Minhaj's stand-up special?
Yes, I have.
He has that great joke about
yes.
older children and youngest children. And he's basically, like, he's older mm-hmm. and he has one younger sister. And he goes, older children, like, we're the whole reason you have personality. Like, we went to war for you. And youngest mm-hmm. children just get to walk away and be like, whatever, we're so cool and chill. Everyone loves us, blah, blah, blah. You know, and it's like. Yeah.
Fair.
We're like, you know, the mellowness is because of our older sibling suffering.
Yeah.
But yeah, but no, that's why are we talking comedy.
Comedy.
Oh, baby
comedian.
Shirt. My Instagram story.
Instagram stories. You can follow
but
us.
But you
on
can follow
Instagram.
Me at Liza Jo Renz. You can follow Kimmy at Kimmy Foskett.
Can I say something really important about Liza's handle?
Yes.
Jo is her actual middle name.
It is.
Have we talked about this in the pod before?
I don't think so.
I think it's important.
It's after my dad.
Yeah.
J-O-
and it's not like
J-O-E.
Josephine.
Yeah.
Which would be weird.
No, it's J-O-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
No, I like it.
Yeah, I think it's cool.
Would you ever name a daughter Jo? That would be kind of cute.
It
reminds me of Little Women.
Totally. Probably not.
Okay.
But I think that it, you know, I would have it as a middle name or something. I would
say like Charlie or something.
Totally.
Like
I love girls with boys' names.
Yeah.
And boys with girls' names. I'm going to start calling Manny Stephanie.
That's different.
Manny, what's your middle name?
Gilbert Franck.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
It is, yeah.
Wait. Okay. I was going to say, is it one word?
No,
two words.
I've made it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
That's
awesome.
I dated a girl named Stephanie. So.
Ooh.
Shout out to her.
So I won't call
shout
you
out
Stephanie.
To Stephanie.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the Stephanies all over the world.
All of you.
Listeners who are named Stephanie, write us at 51firstdatespod.
Kimmy's middle name is Anne.
It's, yeah.
I just feel like it was unfair to not share your middle name.
No, I know. And I love it now because it's my mom's
name. That's true. So you're named after your mom and
yeah.
I'm after my dad.
And I want to, I love the name Annie, which is what my dad called my mom. And a lot of people did. But I love it for like a girl. Like, but you're Annie, the way I'm Kimmy. Like,
totally.
I actually am Kimberly technically, but
yeah.
I really dropped that a long time ago. But I just like, or if I opened a bar, it would be called Annie's. I just feel like I go there. I know they have mac and cheese. I get it.
It's a really good name. I love the names that are old school and but aren't outdated. Mm-hmm. Like, that name is not like Edwina. Like, it's not like a fucking old ass sad name.
I'm trying real hard.
But it's like
right now.
Classic and it's cute and it's nice. I like that a lot.
It's also so weird because I always used to like kind of like think my middle name was lame. And it just kind of flows and everyone's middle name is Anne. But now I'm so obsessed that I have my mom's name now that I don't have her like as my middle name. I don't know. It feels kind of cool.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't
know. It is cool. What do you name a baby that?
But Annie, you know? Like, totally. I don't know, because I think Anne is a little boring. But like, sorry,
Annie's so
mom.
Cute.
No, but I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, now that we've named our future
daughters.
Now that
we've done the whole,
Manny's future daughter will be named Stephanie. Yes.
Back to the point of the podcast. Finding me. No, that's not the point.
You got to find some sperm to make
find
future Annie.
In my openness, I will find some sperm to
open
make
your cervix.
Annie.
Okay. Liza, okay. Stop.
We got to stop. We got to slow our roll. And this time we're not drunk, guys. We just had a casual two margs.
Yeah, like a quick, dirty two margs. Yeah. Just
boom, boom. Meeting.
We like podcast recording. Business meeting. Two margs. Came here.
Every time
we're late to meet Manny because we were like, we have time for a second one. We were like, we don't have time for a second one.
Every time we have a business meeting that goes well, we are like,
let's get
drinks.
Yeah.
It's like, it wasn't a major business meeting. Like, this happened in LA and we talked about it. We had like one meeting. We're like, yeah, rooftop drinks. Yeah.
We don't need a lot of reason to celebrate.
No, that's fair.
Be like, is it a Tuesday? And like, neither one of us is depressed. Let's get drunk.
Perfect. Yeah. And I did sit there in anxiety and depression at the beginning of our margaritas, but you know.
Just anxiety.
Just anxiety. Sorry, not depression. Yeah, that's right. Lots of anxiety and anxiety in the dating world and anxiety about being open about my podcast. Back to the thing. The reason
openness
is the theme is because I really thought I was going to be in another fuck, I don't have a date situation, except that I convinced the guy on Hinge to go on a date with me, even though he found out about the podcast and was like, no, thank you, which he had every right to do.
Totally.
Like,
how
literally
did you convince
every
him?
Right. I was just like, I think I was like, well, don't misjudge my intentions, which is a bit manipulative sounding. But I just was like, the way he said it, I got kind of defensive, but I think it actually worked in my favor. And I didn't actually have to convince him. I can bring up the text a little bit, but he was genuinely interested and he hadn't listened to it, but he found it through an Elite Daily article, which has happened now. And we can talk about all those morals and things. I had not had dinner this night. And I recorded this after having drinks with him and then going to my friend's birthday. So it was a total of four drinks over probably 4 hours, but...
Whose birthday?
Elizabeth. Happy 30th, Elizabeth. Guys, I love the pod. I love it so much. I knew I owed you a date. And this is it on speakerphone? Because I always fuck it up.
Fuck. I had a song playing and I hoped it would taxi cab confession it right into your ears. I was listening to Soccer Mommy, thanks to date something. Tonight is a bit of a delayed reaction, TCC. So sweet, so perfect, such great conversation. However, I had to like have an early date to go to my friend's birthday and just received a text from an old friend of the pod. I did not see him, but apparently he saw me. I don't know, so intriguing. Text receipts post date, but the date was a gem. And yeah, two thumbs up. Bye.
Okay, I need to clarify.
Very cryptic.
So cryptic. Like, Kimmy has three drinks. Kimmy thinks she's really cool and swell. Basically, here's how the night played out. Can I tell you?
Yeah.
We'll talk about the date, and in great terms, because he knew about the pod, but I would anyway. Like, we had a date in Brooklyn. He works in Brooklyn, lives in Manhattan. We met in kind of an in-between. Then we both went into the city together. I went to my friend's birthday, then walked down 6th Avenue from, like, Flatiron with my two friends to go to the subway. I get down into the subway. I get a text from the guy I went on three dates with, and then actually before the third date, he was like, I just Googled you. No, I'm out. And he was like, hey, I just saw you. Because I was like, what's this random number on my phone? And it said... And shout out if you're listening. Ooh, I actually do need to read the wording. I called my friend from underground before I went to the L because I was like, I'm dying. Because she had just seen an ex-boyfriend's, like, best friend. And she was like, oh my God, I just saw blank's Brett, that guy, it's so weird he didn't even see me. And then I walked down and got this text.
That's so weird.
It was really, really weird. So I had to call her and tell her. So I got a text that said, I think we just crossed paths on 6th Ave. How's the podcast coming along? Famous yet? And then I scrolled up and I was like, oh, I have two paragraph texts to? And it was because I was like, I'm so sorry. I understand this is weird.
Yeah.
You know, which was interesting. So if you're new to the pod, this is a really adorable and lovely, lovely man who I went on 2 dates with. And then third date rule was that I would tell people about the podcast on the third date. We don't talk about second dates. We talk about first dates only. But he found out about it and, like, called off our date, like, an hour beforehand to dinner, which is, again, his total right. So it was just really weird to have it, like, double.
Yeah.
Like, make me think, like, what am I doing? But it was interesting. I wouldn't have texted me personally. Like, yeah. I never heard back from him after those. Like, I'm sorry. I get it. You know. And he wasn't a dick about it. He was just like, thank you for the compliments. But no,
totally. It's just not for me.
He was super cool. But I was like, whoa, fuck. And also that I just didn't notice him at all. Like,
yeah.
I was with my two friends who I hadn't seen in a long time and loved dearly and was probably like, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. And I was just like, what are the, it just felt so weirdly, like, not serendipitous, not like we're gonna be together at all, actually. I was just like, whoa, shit, this is so random and weird. And, like, if I had just taken the different train, it was just so weird. It was strange. Just one of those moments. So
did you text him back?
Yeah, I said, oh, really? Haha, you should have said hi. I said, haha, really? You should have said hi. Not famous yet, but banking on my MBA, alas. And then he said it was one of those, that girl looked like Kimmy. That was Kimmy kind of things. Otherwise, I would have. So that was it. Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Interesting that he texted. I mean, there's still, like, an interest there,
well,
I guess.
No, I got along very kind. Yeah, he was really, really sweet. Like, you know, Liza, people keep pitching Liza and I on how to continue this and that we should start setting people up if, like, I meet the one. But he is one of those gems who, like, yes, I should set up. I really almost felt that way. As weird as that is after 2 dates, like, I need to set him. I want someone in my life to know this dude. Again, didn't know him anyway.
Well, you vetted a lot of dudes now. You vetted 28 dudes.
I also had an equally great time with my date of this week.
Date 28. 20 date great. 28. Okay, tell us about him.
20 great.
Where did you guys go?
So, can I start at the beginning?
Yeah, of course. Sorry, that was, oh, yeah, no. There's more important topics.
It's interesting. Yeah. He texted me the morning of, because, again, we met on Hinge. So both of these guys, like, have my full names. I still have on there, like, interesting skill. I have, like, www.chicksproductions.com, where Liza and I, if you're new to the pod, we have videos and we have a production company, but we have some comedy stuff. And he had, not in a weird way, like, that terrible texter I bitched way too long about last week.
Yeah.
Just been like, oh, cool, this is really cool. Like, really nice. And then the morning of, he just texted me. So, Monday, 7:35 a.m. Hi, so kind of went down a rabbit hole in the subway this morning, and while I think all the stuff you do is great, I don't know if I'm in love with the idea of one of 50-something first dates. I don't really go on too many dates via dating apps, and typically when I do is because I think that person seems interesting and the hope isn't one date. The hope is it isn't one date. So if you want to grab drinks after your podcast is over and you happen to be in California, text me. Upside down smiley face. Because I had told him, honestly, I was in LA for, like, the MBA admitted students weekend. Mm-hmm. And I told him that too. So now I feel like I have two things I have to be open about. Because, like, dating, if you're going off to business school on the other side of the country, is insane.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Guys, don't worry. The pod doesn't end. But so it's weird. It's starting to feel even weirder. And, like, do I need...
Totally.
But I did end up on a date with him, and I was just like, totally fair. The plan isn't necessarily to go on all 51 dates. I also go on dates when people seem interesting, but you don't have to be involved. I would just say, don't misjudge my intentions. Oh my god, I'm such a bitch.
No, I think that's a fair response. I think his text to you was very fair.
So fair. Like, I should have just given him a little more credit.
Yeah. Open, yeah. Openness.
Yeah, and he said a whole night, oh, I don't know, if I will be happy to grab drinks. And I said, no, it's a totally normal reaction to have. Like, I caught myself. I was like, we have this conversation a lot, and you don't need to be cool with it. Like, that's important. And then I was like, we can grab drinks. There's no pressure. I understand it's the weirdest. And then that was Monday, and I was super jet-lagged, too. But I just thought that meant he didn't want to. But then he was like, what's our deal? Are we still on at 5 p.m.? And I was like, oh, wait, what? So we changed it to Tuesday. But, yeah. So he was really cool. I just want to shout that out.
Yeah.
For doing that. And super nice and super sweet and, like, a genuine – I am sweating.
It's hot.
It's so hot. Okay. Okay, guys.
We open the window.
If we open the window. Sorry really for a sweat break. It's just, we're going to have to rethink this now that summer has arrived.
I have AC. We can look for my place.
But, yeah. Okay. Essentially, what happened was... I'm just thinking about where I was. Sorry, just really literally lost my brain there for a second. Okay, we can also nix that. But I, yes, so we both, it was like a tight window, you know, like a really tight squeeze. Just because the theme is openness, not, yeah, I know, I saw your eyes. And we both, like somewhere near Barclays would be in between. He works in a part of Brooklyn, but then commutes back home to Manhattan. I knew I, like, that has every train ever.
Yeah.
There's a ghost.
There's a ghost.
And he's opening my door, and that door doesn't necessarily always stay shut. So I was like, we could do Three's Brewery in, like, Park Slope, or
fuck. The ghost.
The ghost. Fuck the ghost.
The ghost is honestly just fucking with us at this point.
The ghost is fucking with us. And the ghost is called The Wind and my terribly made apartment. I'm back to my date. I will wrap this up. I was like, Three's Brewery, but I like weirdly have to like leave and be close to the train. We both like didn't know the area super well. I feel like infatuation when you say like Barclays, it gives you places way spread out, like from Prospect Heights to like fucking Red
Park Slope. Really, yeah.
But yeah. So I was like, wait, I remember this bar, 4th Ave Pub, which I've been to before. It has popcorn, a backyard. It was like the first warm day. That wasn't this warm.
Yeah.
You know, that other day this week earlier.
Yeah. That wasn't like unpleasantly warm. Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, woohoo, we love this. And so I was like, it's a totally normal bar, but there is backyard and there is popcorn. And I was like, I'm actually done with work before I thought I would be. Like, I guess like I could really just leave right at 6. Like, I was able to just be like kind of ready to go. And I went there, and I made sure to get there a little bit early, and I opened my tab because I wanted to make sure he didn't pay because he knew about the podcast. And I was like, I'm in the back, and I wanted to secure a spot in the back. I was like, I'm in the backyard, get a drink on my tab, yes, me and me. And he was such a gentleman. He did not want to let me pay. I was like, no. And then he was like, is it on the company? And I was like, yes, I insist. And so it was really sweet.
Nice.
And then for the second round, he's like, I want to get this. I was like, no, but you can get it, put it on my tab, close it out, and bring it back. I think if you
do the manual labor, yeah, totally.
He was such an angel and so sweet, and I always say that, but I really think I say the word angel when, like, people, you just get the good vibes totally. From, you yeah. know? And we had a really good time, and it was so refreshing to be able to be open about the podcast.
Totally.
I almost, like, because Liza's doing more setups now. We did. And like, I had just committed to UCLA. So I was just like, there's so many things and I so get it. But like, the interesting part to me, self-involvement, he like was like, I genuinely found this through an Elite Daily article. He's like, I usually like fucking don't read that shit when it's promoted to me on Facebook. I think it's like, he's like, I once read an article and it was like, things you should do, forget money. Like, just like, he was just kind of like had a bad impression. He's like, but I read your article on first date fears. And I actually pitched this one. I was like, because of our listeners. So thank you, listeners. And my editor loved it. I was like, I just want to set up like 5 different fears you have for a first date and why it shouldn't be a thing. Like, should I kiss the person? Like, that definitely came from a listener, a male listener. Like,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, I like ran them down. And I guess that's what he read. And he was like, I read it and I really liked it. And he was like, you seem like an interesting person. So I came on the date. And he was like, in that article somewhere, you just wrote that it was like, we all put so much pressure on it, and it's actually just, like, meeting up with a person. And just, like, it's, like, really the first date doesn't have to be so. And I think we yeah. all do. We get mad if someone cancels. Like, we do it in our group. Listeners, you're in the we now, too. Like, I do it when or those texts I was mad about. We all do it.
Totally.
Yeah. Just putting – when it's, like, it really should just be more, like, a first date should almost just be, like, okay. I shouldn't actually – I don't think I should feel guilt, but I've probably – been like, if a dude's going on a date with me and he's in town for like the weekend, been like mad about that. But I don't think I should feel too much guilt about going on first dates knowing I'm moving. I mean, I was being open about everything. And just overall, I thought this guy, like another one, I would really want to like set up with someone. Because again, the logistics.
But you don't have feels or interest in like a second date necessarily.
I do, but then when I think about it, I'm like, yep, all the, like, just, yeah, it's starting to feel like just because, and I have dated people who were leaving, who were moving, and I was telling you lies earlier at Margaritas, I finally get it.
Yeah.
It's so weird when you're about to make a big change.
Totally.
And you have, like what, I'm leaving so soon. Like, it's
totally. Not, mentally, you're just separated from, like.
It feels weird.
Though, the possibility of that working out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very weird.
So, like, again, here's a philosophical question.
Yeah, I want it.
Are you open? Like, does it still make sense to go on the dates, you know, before you move?
Yeah, I think it does.
You're definitely still learning. I mean, like, no shade either way. We have, you know, we'll figure it all out. But, like.
No. And, like, yeah, it's tricky. In the spirit of being open.
Yeah.
I definitely haven't ruled out all of the dates I've gone on so far, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we keep in, we only talk about first dates. Like, I'm just throwing that really cryptic bit out there. But, no, I think it's bringing up a lot of those things. And, like, what is, I was like, should our theme be ethics, morality? Like, but, and I'm not totally shut down. But I could also just see that, like, with this guy, he probably had the same feeling of, like, well, why? You know what I mean? But we both had, he texted me right after we, like, parted ways, and he was, like, had a great time regardless of the circumstances. And it's almost, like, weirdly, like, I was gonna say poetic, that's dumb. Like, nice to just, like, interact with someone. Again, like, and I'm not saying I'd set him up because I'm, like, no, I'm just, like, realizing there's this weird.
Totally.
Thing.
Totally.
That's blocking me a little bit. And I'm sorry if that makes this less interesting, listeners. But.
I think we need to talk about every part of it. Yeah. Like, it is an experiment, even though, like, that word is also questionable.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the perfect word for what we're doing, but it's not incredibly far off either.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying a bunch of stuff. Like, it happened to fall over this time period where you're mentally preparing for a move. Like, you're just trying stuff. I think that there is also something to be said for, like, you're going on dates knowing they're probably not going to lead anywhere. Like, that doesn't mean you can't learn from them and enjoy them. Like, I think you are enjoying them, you know, like, and learning from them. Like, it's, I feel like it's, like, old school style when, like, our grandmothers would be like, I'm going on a date on Saturday with Bobby blah, blah, blah from down the yada, yada, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, it would just be that they would just go out and hang out. They'd go to the movies and, like, go to the fucking soda fountain and, like, make out in their car or whatever. So. I don't know. Like, but it's, like, it wasn't. The dates don't have to be, like, life-changing events. Like, I think that's an important takeaway, too. Mm-hmm. They, like, exactly like your date pointed out, like, can't just be a fun time hanging out with a stranger, seeing if there's anything there.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I mean, that's literally what it is. It should be.
Somehow, I know I'm being blatant about the theme, but, like, being open about the pod. And he was just like, I think he was like, what, you're just doing a fun experiment? And I was like, wait, let me take it back. And I felt comfortable enough with him to be like,
yeah,
weirdly, this is what happened. Like, I had a really weird year. And it sort of, not that this is entirely generated because my mom passed, but just like in that weird time and having a passion project and having this idea was so exciting to like do a thing and feel weird about dating and try a lot of things out. But also my therapist's recommendation to just go on a bunch of dates. And I don't know, there's a lot of things that happen when you lose someone in your life and you're just like, oh, everything feels terrible, but everything feels really urgent. And I was just able to like tell him that part of the story, which he definitely didn't get from the article he read. You know what I mean? And I don't know. And then he was able to tell me things about his life and his last, like, I feel like it was like a kind of cool, also it was still light out. I am such a fan. Something about like drinking outside or even drinking inside in the date, it almost feels like you're with a friend more somehow.
Totally.
I don't know. It doesn't feel so, here we are on a date.
Yeah.
And that the bar, like, just fucking has popcorn. Like, it's totally not a fancy date
being
bar.
Being able to hang out outside when it's nice out is, like, more mellow.
And like, truly, I was really impressed. Because he was like, I don't do this a lot. And he had been in a relationship, I learned, for, I think, a long time. He seemed like he'd gotten on, like, 28 dates so far.
Interesting.
I felt like, oh.
Is he on his Rumspringa?
No.
I can't stop talking about
Rumspringa. Definitely not, because that's why he didn't. Right, yeah. If you're new to the pod. I love to say if you're new to the pod, there are, like, three of you who are new to the pod. Nope, there are a million. But Rumspringa is when you get out of a relationship.
It's somewhere and you go, between three and a million.
Three and a million.
Somewhere in between those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think it's really impressive whenever someone can, like, not in a spiteful way and not in a passive aggressive way, be like, hey, this is how I feel.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, it's a got low bar, towards, but also, like, so few people can clear it that it's not a low bar. You know what I mean? Like, we should all, in theory, just be able to be like, hey, like, just so you know, that's how I feel. But, like, fucking nobody can do that, including me. You know, it's hard to, like,
be open.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Openness. Are we back?
I don't know what I was talking about last.
We were talking about your date, but we're going to move to the theme.
We got a refill.
Really, it was a refill. Our glasses were open.
We took a break.
I'm just trying everything to tie it to the theme.
Open glasses, open waters, open oysters. We were just talking about oysters on the break, guys. Here's my thought about openness. No, and I mean it, though. I think before we took our break, I was kind of thinking, like, when I look back now, people being open with their intentions, it is very helpful, even if in the end it doesn't work out and you don't listen to them because you like them so much. You're like, no, yeah, for me, you will. But being open about, or like, I'm glad I'm not hiding the move or the podcast. Totally. Like, that felt really good.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, the thing that continues to blow my mind as I get older is, like, how much easier it is to be honest than not to be honest.
Because, like, for your own sake, even if you're just selfishly, like, I don't want that stress.
There's
having
some
lied.
Quote of, like, maybe it's Winston Churchill or something. He's like, you know, tell the truth, because if nothing else, it's the easiest thing to remember. And
yeah,
it's, I feel like I grew up in a large extended family that was very, like, a lot of people trying to be really sweet and kind and nice and cover up, like, things that weren't great, or try to kind of gloss the truth to make it more palatable to other people, which is, like, very, the intentions behind that are really good and kind. And I think very, in my family, very pure. My mom especially is very, like, very optimistic, very glass half full. I don't think she thinks she's, like, lying sometimes, but she, it, cause she's just the most optimistic person I know. It's funny, cause I am so not, but,
lols. Anyone listening to this is like, yeah, these girls aren't off.
Yeah, not at all. And it never stops blowing my mind that I'm around, when I'm around my mom and I'm like, how are you so positive all the time? And how did I come from you? I'm so, like, so not my vibe.
My mom was really positive, though, too.
Yeah, it's impressive. Yeah. And I think it's something that maybe comes as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
Because you realize that, like, you know, when you're younger, things seem more dramatic than they are. Everything seems like a 10. It's just, you know, I think that perspective and comes when you get older, and out of that optimism can come. Mm-hmm. But also I think both of our moms are naturally optimistic.
If I had to be optimistic for a reason. And just on that note with the younger, so just throwing it back to my taxi cab confession, when I was like, soccer mommy. Like, I know we've mentioned her, but literally learned about her through a date on this podcast. When I was like, we'll be friends, but went to see her live last night. And she's 20. And I was like, people are like, what does she know about heartbreak yet? Like, same like with Lord. But what you just said is so right. It feel like with eight, like everything feels like a 10 when you're a teenager.
Totally.
And like, I was like, my life is over. My heart is broken. My life is over.
The biggest heartbreak I've ever had was when I was 17.
I would go as far to say, like, the story I've told myself, which is why I'm still struggles, was like my first kiss when he got back together with his girlfriend, which, like, my first real kiss.
Yeah.
Which I was a freshman.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's so
totally
young. I was literally 13.
Well, I think you're so open when you're young. It's full circle theme. But, you know, like, you're like this fucking soft clay ball and just, like, a feather blowing past you, like, leaves an impression, you know?
Yeah.
Now I feel like you kind of harden as you get older, and, like, relationships that meant a lot more to me, that were longer term, that were more intense, whatever, didn't leave the same kind of, like, deep impression that, like, the first of everything did.
Mm-hmm. And this is probably not, but those first, and they leave impressions, and I think you always talk about the stories you tell yourself, or like that you're going to be with, but also the story like you tell yourself. Like, that's why I'm like, I'm not enough. Because then it happened with a couple other guys in my young who went for like other people. Like, whatever happens when we're young, like, we start, if we totally. See, if I sense one pattern, that's like a human thing to look for.
Oh, totally. And then like, you start being like, it's pattern, it's me.
I am not enough, and everyone always picks someone else over me. So when it happens totally. Now that someone didn't pick someone over me, like, just circumstances, I'm like, I get hurt really a lot totally. By it. It's like, Kimmy, it's like a year later, there you're not with this person. Like,
yeah.
They aren't picking someone over you. Like, relearning that.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's very hard. And it's also hard to, like, learn to stay open instead of closing up more. Instead of being like, oh, this didn't happen. I'm going to, like, get very cold. Not cold, but, like, I'm going to get very, like, objective about all of my feelings.
Yes.
And
I'm, like, raising my hand. Now I'm going to actually, like, that's how I feel.
Totally. Because it's so easy to be like, I feel, like, angry at him, but, like, not actually feel it, just to be, like, my head knows I'm angry. Like, I think it's so powerful to be in your feelings and to actually, like, maintain that openness. I mean, I've had, like, periods of time where, like, I just won't feel anything for, like, 3 months. I'll just be, like, smoking weed, watching reality TV. Just, like, I'm not going to bother having any feelings. And then I get deep into it, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm completely numb. And I have to, like, remind myself to, like, turn off the TV. Mm-hmm. Like, stop smoking weed all the time. Like, write in my journal. You know, like, the little things you do to, like, bring yourself back, whatever they are. For some people, it's probably exercise.
I feel like I'm crying. A good cry. Like, that's how I felt earlier when I was, like, high anxiety buzzing. After a meeting, which was, like, a totally normal good meeting. I was just suddenly, like, all these things. Guys, I lost my sunglasses last night, but not from my head. They were literally in the box. They're so nice. My brother got them for me. I just, like, literally, it's one of those, like, old person things where I can't remember where I put them, can't find them anywhere, called all the places, called the Ubers. I feel frustrated.
Manny just started looking around the room like such a gem. He's like, I'm going to find
them. I know. Yeah. No, I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand what happened. I had to get that off my
chest. No, and I told Kimmy, like, I started crying in the bathroom at work because I had sent an email when it was only half written and I was so frustrated with myself. And I was like, look, you know, it's not about the email. This has no repercussions. Nobody cares. I just, it's like a thing where if you, shit's going to come out. So yes, it doesn't matter if it's about your sunglasses or about your email or about whatever. But it's, I think as you get older, you feel sillier and sillier having, like, big emotions about things. Like, I do. Like, I feel like
I shouldn't. You know. I'm a grown up, you know? That's how I feel. Sorry. I was just
totally. You want to be very, like, well, I think also both of us put a high premium on, like, self-awareness and togetherness.
Yeah.
So, like, when we're not together, like, when we don't feel like we have our shit together, rather than, like, cop to that, not even cop, but, like, rather than just let that be what it is, we're like, it's okay.
Yeah.
And then it we the feelings come out about something random. But it's like the feelings will come out, and like it if it's not about it, usually it's often not about the thing that they're really about.
Yeah. I could also that makes what you said I just relate to so much. Like you have the thing, it feels like out of control, and then the one thing, yeah. And I definitely feel out of control. It's going to be, like, a year since my mom passed. And, yeah, a lot. Grief, actually, once I can look back on it, because now it feels like I blacked out for part of last year. Like, and not from drinking, but other times from drinking. Not really, but, like, there were, like, a couple nights. My dad, my brother, and I, early on, we just got so drunk together. Yeah. It's just a thing. And I just feel like, oh, yeah, it's really, grief is not at all, like, what I thought it would be in a kind of parallel way to, like, the way, yeah, if you are upset about feeling out of control, it's not going to come up the way you think it will. It's not like you're going to, like, it's not the, like, what you would have a nightmare about. Like, oh, I forgot to wear pants to work today. It's just going to come out for something random.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like my sunglasses or your email feel like sometimes it's just like, whoa.
Totally. I feel like it's like a reaction to not being open to our feelings in the first place.
Yeah, sorry. I know we've gone off the deep end.
No, but I think it, I think it relates. And if it doesn't, whatever.
I think it does.
Yeah.
Because it feels about we're being open.
Well, I also think it's like there's the element of being open to yourself, and there's also the element of like being open to other people, which is like when we picked the theme, like you hadn't told me that much about your date, but you were like, I think this is relatable because he was very open with you about just like, hey, I don't know if this is for me, which is so fucking admirable.
Yeah.
And so if people can do it, it's really impressive when someone can be like, hey, I'm just like letting you know, whatever. And you, I think, responded really well, which is like, hey, I get it. Like on my side, this is what it looks like and feels like. And you feel like that's the best form of communication is like listening, hearing, like truly understanding someone's point of view and then being like, I just want to like explain my point of view so that you understand it. If yeah. we both understand each other's points of view, probably yeah. this won't be a thing. Yeah. You know, and I feel like that's...
You tell me, but isn't that true in relationships
too? Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
All of Jeff and my fights are like, well, not all of them. Most of them occur, I think, because we are not, whoever picks the fight, it always starts about something small and stupid.
Yeah.
And whoever picks the fight about the thing that's small or stupid isn't being open about like a need they have. And so like, real. It's nice because now that I think we've like, we both are fucking Geminis and we talk about our feelings all the goddamn time. And it's
you guys
like,
are two cavernous galaxy
cavernous openings.
Yeah, sorry. No, just kidding. You're sure. not like in a bad way, in a good way. And also no, you're not a cavernous opening. Oh my God.
I am just a set of cavernous openings. My mouth, especially right now, blah, blah, blah.
A grand opening. No.
Thanks. This is my grand opening. Wow.
I see you both are, this is a good, I am being silly, but I envy that.
Well, I think that like it's, you know, we had a lot of miscommunications, especially earlier in our relationship. And I think usually what happens is like one of us would pick a fight. The other one would escalate it because they would take it really personally. Mm-hmm. And then whoever picked the fight would be like, sorry, this is not about you. It's about me. I have those moments too where I'm like, look, we're both in a mood. Maybe we just need to not talk for an hour. Like, yeah. We could talk or we could not talk.
You know how sometimes you take a dating thing I'm talking about and then you apply it to relationships? I'm going to take that relationship thing and apply it to friendships too. We know that as coworkers. We'll just totally. Be like, okay, this is happening.
Totally.
Like,
yeah. Like, so let's give it 10 minutes of air and then it's going
to
be fine.
Yeah. We like, you just do the thing. Totally. Because we don't have a choice to get in a tiff or like totally. We have to just, you know, we get to communicate really directly with each other because we're friends and business partners.
Totally.
I'm very proud of us.
Totally. I think
I'll
we
get
know
a little emotional, but
well, I think we know when to make things a thing and when to let things go.
Yeah.
There's definitely times where we're like, oh my God, we have to do this thing and it's like tense. And then we're like, let's just not make it a thing.
Yeah.
And but whenever we really need to have a discussion, we have it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm proud of us. I'm totally. Cry. Yeah.
As we slowly fade.
No, we're continuing our creative endeavors. We're just not doing all the
we're
same.
We're just doing it in different
stuff.
Places.
That's true.
The other thing I was going to say about openness when it comes to dating. Are you just thinking about openings every time I say
no, I just how we keep coming back to the theme and then how I'm like, oh yeah, good. We got away from the feelings. I literally just had that.
Oh, I didn't even mean to do that.
No, but I was just like, lols.
I'm literally here talking about how we should all be in our feelings and you're over there in your feelings. And I'm like, and this other thing.
But I was like, phew, I don't have to have feelings. No, it's like I'm.
No,
I mean. No, I'm not. No, I'm not.
You're not.
I know that I'm not.
You're the opposite of a socio.
I have so many feelings actually.
Do you remember? Have you seen the movie The First Wives Club? It's such a great movie.
Yes, I have.
And fucking Goldie Hawn has my favorite line of all time. She goes, someone says, you have no feelings. And she goes, I don't have no feelings. I'm an actress. I have all the feelings. And she like gestures with her wine and it sloshes.
I think I didn't realize because I've seen that movie probably once, maybe twice in my life where like, but I love saying I have all of the things, all of the feelings, all of the drinks. I had all of the drinks.
Yeah.
But maybe that's where
it may have
come
from there. That's such a fucking good movie. I want to go watch it right now.
Let's have a live stream viewing party of First Wife.
Oh my God. It's so good.
I'm having so many ideas.
I love the song You Don't Own Me, and I listen to it so much. I just watched an episode of Drag Race where they did a lip sync to You Don't Own Me, and I was like, oh.
What are the rules about, like, playing that? Because I feel like I listen to Who Weekly or other podcasts where they get to play some song. Like, can we play 20 seconds of it right now?
I think so, because we don't make any money.
Yeah. We cackle.
Rate, subscribe, review.
Rate, subscribe, review. Tell a friend. I think that's the new thing. Tell your friend.
Tell your friend.
Because actually, we have the most dedicated listeners. Guys,
honestly.
This is very desperate. This is not how I operate in the dating world.
No, that's what you have to do. This is an emotional appeal. Please. I'm turning 30 in a month. Less than a month. And I'm having a moment where I'm like, what have my 20s been worth? But if our podcast does well, I'll be like, oh.
Let's get to 200 subscribers.
So tell your friends.
Wait, literally.
Okay.
Wait, you had a point and I interrupted so hard. It's so hard.
Okay. No. Oh, just that I think that, like, there's a lot of people who feel, myself included at different times, that dating is like slowly showing people you're crazy, quote unquote. I'm doing air quotes, which, because I don't think anyone is crazy except for serial killers, you know. But I think everyone is just, we're just all the special flowers that we are. Mm-hmm. And I think the term crazy is like used to gaslight women.
Yes.
We're all, I think, special and amazing. But I think that, like, there's a lot of feelings that you should kind of reveal your true self to someone really slowly. And, like, I understand that dating, there's, like, a certain amount of, like, feeling each other out that has to happen. But I think, like, as open as you can be about who you are as soon as you can be it is, like, so healthy. And I really wish I had learned how to do that when I was much younger than I did.
And I would add to that, even in this experiment, which we keep calling it, but it's also, like, not just meant to be an experiment for data. I was really nervous being open early on about my mom's passing, about the podcast, but every time it's open, you almost, like, factor out people.
Easier, better.
Like, someone amazing posted in the group how she's, I'm sorry, getting terrible responses from pizza or tacos. I'm almost like, great. They're being so transparent about themselves from the get-go. That is not, I've had that one borderline weird.
Kimmy's talking about making, like, a guy making a vagina reference about the pizza or taco. Kimmy's opening line on Bumble is, or on the apps, is pizza or tacos. If someone makes a vagina reference, it's a great way to weed people out.
Yes.
I think that's part of the beauty of that as an opening line.
And if you listen from the beginning, I'm always like so nervous. What should I have said that? Should I have been open about that? What if the podcast came up? And then this is my last little thing. And then we can read a worst first date. And it doesn't entirely have to do with openness. But it was weird because I recorded that taxicab confession after the whole evening. But I saw my friends immediately after the date. Hmm. And they were like, how was it? And I was like, great. And I had this really weird thing. I was like, honestly, I weirdly feel like I'm really good at first dates now. Not that I was like doing a thing, but that's opposite than I felt at the beginning. That's entirely like 180, just like, I don't feel so judged by them. I feel like I can be myself on them. And again, this is because I had a great date and he was so sweet and knew about these things. But I don't know. And every one of my friends at that table who are, all of them are in serious relationships. They were all like, yeah, it's a numbers game. Of course you're good at it now.
Yeah.
Like just so simply, like, duh. So again, if you're struggling to go on the dates, you don't have to podcast. But I think that's almost so good. I know I've said before, like, take the week off. Just take you. I did myself too many times. Whoa. Talk about openness. Sorry. I mean, like, I was like, I'm not dating for this time because I'm doing me. Sorry.
It's possible to do you, LOL, and still go on dates.
Yeah. No matter, and all of this.
Yeah.
But also, it being held accountable has forced me to keep going. I know I've missed weeks, but it's been so good. This is, like, the best thing I've ever done for myself. Well, I'm all about...
I think it's... I mean, the change I've seen in you is, like, really incredible. I feel like I have a different perspective on dating and love and relationships. I feel like my relationship has been better since we've been doing this podcast because I've been, like, Jesus, Liza, just say how you feel.
Just say how you feel.
Because every week we sit down and talk about saying how you feel. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm really going to be passive-aggressive all night and make this night unpleasant. Just... Tell him I need attention.
Yeah.
So much easier.
Just say how you feel. That's the thesis. If we had to write a paper about this.
51 first dates, : just say how you feel.
Yep.
All right. Do you want to do a worst first?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's time. It's hot. Manny's being a champion. It's hot in this
Manny's the best. Manny has such a fashion shirt. Club. Manny has a lot of fashion shirts.
We need a photo of Manny.
Yeah.
If he's open to it.
I guess so.
Everyone wants to know what Manny and Jim look like, and then we don't have any.
I know.
Can't speak.
All right, guys. This is a worst first.
Don't you just want, like, a sound effect?
Yes. No, never. Okay. Hello from Denver. I love y'all's show so much. Love the y'all. I'm only on episode 5, though, so I'm not sure if you're still taking these stories or not, but I think this is worth sharing. We are.
Forever and always.
When I was 21, I was interning my last summer before senior year of college. One of the women I was working with adored me and always talked about setting me up with her son. I was uncomfortable with it, but I really liked her, so at the end of the summer, I agreed to go. She suggested we all meet for dinner and drinks so it wouldn't be an awkward meeting. Hindsight is 20/20. This is problem number one. Yeah, but also, I've been 21.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I talked about my mom 25. Setting me up last week.
I know, that's why I'm surprised she hasn't actually... I was just thinking, was this inspired by...
Maybe, yeah.
No, she's only in episode 5.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta listen
I show up to the restaurant and see them. He's very good looking and kind for the first hour. Having the mom there was fun because I knew her really well and they had a good relationship. I thought they were There were maybe some potential here. I thought there was maybe some potential here the more we chatted. I go to the bathroom, and when I get back, there's a binder on the table. Where TF did it come from? I'm confused. Then the guy says, how do you feel about getting paid to travel? I was silent.
This is like multi-level marketing.
He then proceeds to pitch me a pyramid marketing idea that I've already heard before for an entire hour. Also, his mom is in on this too and does it for extra money on the side. I was completely horrified and unimpressed by the awful sales pitch. Also, turns out he had a girlfriend the whole time. Side note, he showed up on my Bumble last week.
I read the beginning of that. I did not know about the MLM.
Yeah.
Jesus. What do you think it was? Can we make guesses?
I mean, for a boy, because so many of them are girl-centric.
Is it like a condo? A timeshare? Timeshares. Are those like MLM?
Maybe Amway or something.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Wow. That's insane. It's insane that he had a girlfriend and that his mom, who you were close to, was lying to you that, like, it was a setup, even though he had a girlfriend. That's dark and scary and creepy and weird. And I'm so sorry that that happened.
Yeah, I feel like that's one for the books. Like, we had some crazy, like, yeah, that sucks.
I've been in that situation too before, not with a boy, but with like a female friend who I'm like, oh, I think we're hanging out and catching up. Oh, we're talking a lot about this thing you're doing. Oh, fuck, I'm getting pitched on one of these things. And then I have to tell her all the, like, I just don't think it's for me. You know, it's so awkward.
Do we have...
All right, you want to do another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
Let's do another one.
Let's do it. Hey, ladies, love the pod. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm a 22-year-old college grad getting ready to start grad school in the fall, so totally relate to the application stress Kimmy was talking about earlier in the pod. Yes, queen. Around Christmas, before I knew about 51 first dates, I came to the realization that I'd been on over 30 first dates in 3 years.
Damn.
And only two of those turned into official longish-term relationships. Still, girl, great. That's good. I'm going on 30. I'm 28 going on 30. And I thought I was a psycho for going on so many dates. You're not. But after listening to the pod, it made me realize I wasn't crazy for it, but smart. Yes. Sorry. I'm shouting out. I'm finding exactly what I want and what I don't. So thanks for all the confidence and the work that you do. Anyways, here's my bad date. Back in January, I met a fella on OkCupid, and we'll call him Al. Al was a year one law student. She's probably from Australia or England. How you feel? Sorry.
Email us and tell us where you're from.
Law students are my Kimmy equivalent to business school guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. She lives in D.C. Oh. I read ahead.
Okay, that's my bad. I'll go back. Back in January, I met a fellow on OkCupid, and we'll call him Al. Al was a year one law student. Law students are my Kimmy equivalent to business school guys. Mm-hmm. We texted for 2 weeks before meeting. He seemed very cocky and kept talking about how successful and wealthy he was going to be. Like, all right, dude, whatever. We decided to meet in my neighborhood outside of the D.C. area on a Saturday at 7 for dinner. When I got to the location we decided on, he texted me that he was running a little late. I'm understanding, so I said okay. Yes. 45 minutes later, I was walking out the door when he came waltzing in. He half-assed apologized, and that's when I noticed he was at least 4 inches shorter than he said online. He was also wearing a t-shirt for our first date. I was wearing a dress and heels. We went to dinner, and we both ordered drinks. I ordered a very simple drink, and he ordered some jalapeno drink. I like those. When they came, mine had a bunch of stuff floating in, but oh well, didn't want to make a scene, so I sipped it politely. Conversation was just fine. He made a comment about how he thought I lived in the country. Or a rural area, when I live in a very populated and hipstery suburb of D.C., so that was a bit insulting. Finally, just before the bill came, he asked how my drink was. I said I really didn't care for it, but it was fine. That's when he revealed that the waitress had switched our drinks by accident, and he saw that the one he ordered wasn't very appetizing, so he let me drink it instead.
Ew.
Then we split the bill. He asked me for a ride to his car, which I agreed to, and he refused to tell me which car in the parking garage was his, so I drove in circles for 10 minutes. Then he tried to kiss me. I dodged it hard. The cherry on top was that he took it upon himself to plan an elaborate second date the next night, which I said no to, and he got angry with me. Okay.
Ew. This,
like, again, there are so many things. Again, the height thing is tricky. This is someone with a massive chip on their shoulder. That's all. And it's someone who thinks negging works. For those of you who know what negging
like
is.
Impolite. Yeah. Like, fucking impolite. Make sure someone has the drink that they want.
Oh.
Regardless of gender.
And she said no. He got angry. Ladies, it gets better. The grad school I'm starting in the fall is where he happens to be in law school. What a treat. I hope you enjoyed this date because I sure as shit didn't.
Ugh. Oh, God. Terrible.
It sounds, though, like, ooh, can I just throw this out there? And if we end up not using this part, I'll mention it again. My date this week was like, I've only had one, like, bad date. And it wasn't anything like what we get. And sometimes I'm almost like, listeners, I trust you, but, like, could these even be real? They're so extreme. And he was like, maybe it's because in New York, people know there's a certain level of, like, person you need to be. And maybe in DC too. Like, yeah. Maybe, sorry, because part of this I'm like, it's not that bad. But I get the frustration when you're dating a lot. You know what I mean?
And when you're just there and you're sitting there and he's rude and he's like 45 minutes late. If someone's 45 minutes late and not so apologetic and also texting lots of updates, I'm so fucking mad.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just, that's like a new theory. I want to throw that out to listeners. Email us. What do you think? Does your city change how people are shitty? Like, maybe yeah. That's wrong about New York, but like, honestly, all those like
weird, totally.
I think people can be fuckboys, but I don't think people are terrible dates in
totally.
New York.
Are all the guys in Colorado just like stoned all the time?
Right. Like, are
like
the, yeah.
Are the guys in Texas just like always like accidentally stabbing you with their spurs? Like, I don't know. I don't know anything about states. Are the guys in Florida like
the Florida
constantly
man
ditching you to go to Disneyland? I don't know anything.
I just feel like, and maybe in like a place like DC or New York, like, you know, a yeah. certain level of decorum or etiquette.
I'm actually so curious about this. Will you guys send us emails and DMs and comment? We'll start a thread in the secret Facebook group this week. But like, what is characteristic of dating in your city or your yes. town or
and
your
have
state?
You found it to be true?
Totally.
And yeah,
what do your friends complain about? Totally.
Because I would still say that the fuckboy stereotype of New York is true.
Totally.
Like, successful men being able to have what they want. I think totally. That's very true here.
And I bet in some places it's, like, people trying to take it too seriously too fast. Like, I feel like I'm sure there's, like, a places where it's the opposite, where it's, mm-hmm. like, people are trying to get serious, trying to find their person, trying to settle down. You know, it's, like, yeah. But tell us. I'm genuinely very
maybe
curious.
I want to know.
Email.
Okay.
Text. Don't text. Ooh, you don't have our
text.
Number.
We
email. We'll have Snapchat. We don't have a Snapchat.
We don't do that. Snapchat is for fucking babies.
Email. No. Instagram.
If Kylie doesn't do it, we don't do
that's
it.
That's true.
Instagram at 51firstdatespod. Follow, rate, subscribe, tell a friend. We're going to do a fun new competition, too. So, here it is. So, on Raya, the fancy celebrity dating app. Well, this is the intro. We'll have a couple weeks that we do this. You pick a song to go with your slideshow of your pictures, which I am not on Raya. I don't know this. I just know of it. What song would you pick? Liza and I will share ours. But if you have already rate, subscribed, reviewed, tag us in your Instagram story. But if you haven't, screenshot that rate, subscribe, review. Send it in with your favorite song. Make it a good one. We'll pick our favorite and we'll send you on a date.
Date time.
$50. It's into your Venmo.
50 bucks.
At the end of the day, you can use it on groceries. We don't fucking care. But ideally, you would go on a date and then mail it back. But we're going to pick the song. The best song.
The best song.
To the slideshow of your dating app profile.
What's yours?
I don't know. I wanted time to think
about it. I don't know either. So we'll reveal
we'll
ours
think
next
about
week.
It.
Yeah. In the meantime, we love you guys so much.
Thank you so much for everything.
And go on a date.
Thank you for listening, and we just want to give a huge shout out to Manny from 5 Ohm for recording our voices and putting up with us. And also a big shout out to Anthony, also from 5 Ohm, for making us sound really good in post. Check 5 Ohm out online at 5ohm.com.
And that's spelled FIVEOHM.
Ohm.